It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today we're talking about Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference. It's in Vacaville, April 1st. Several powerful speakers are going to be there, including Pastor Glenn Berteau, and also my guest for today, former U.S. Navy SEAL, Chad Williams. Hey, Chad, welcome to the show.
Stoked to be with you guys.
Good deal. Well, you know, last year I had seen one of your YouTube videos of a little bit of your story and that, and I was thinking, man, this is the guy that I'd love to see speak at a men's conference. And so, needless to say, when I saw that you were speaking at Iron Sharpens Iron, I thought that was awesome and excited that you're coming to Northern California.
Well, I'm excited to be coming out there with you guys for sure. You know, an iron sharpens iron. That's a passage from Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron. So shall one man sharpen another. And that's what we're going to be looking to do. Get some sparks flying.
Absolutely. And hey, so for people that are listening that are not familiar with your background, would you mind just giving a brief overview of your story?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. So I'm a former U.S. Navy SEAL. I imagine most people out there nowadays probably know what Navy SEALs are, especially after the capture kill operation of Bin Laden. But, you know, there was a time where one time a girl asked me if I worked at SeaWorld or something. So just to clarify, SEAL, it's actually an acronym, and it stands for Sea, Air, and Land. It kind of gives folks an idea of what my team was doing on my last deployment. We're on land, and we're hunting down men that made suicide vests and there's roadside bombs, IEDs. So the process of becoming a SEAL, it's arguably one of the most difficult military training schools there is. I started the class of 173 guys. By graduation day, there's only 13 of that original class number still standing there. And so it was a very proud moment, a very fulfilling moment. I thought it was going to deliver the ultimate for me. I thought I could live off that for the rest of my life. But I soon learned those words spoken by philosopher Ravi Zacharias. He says, one of the loneliest moments a man will ever experience is when he's achieved that which he thought would deliver the ultimate, and in the end, it lets him down. You know, what I learned was I was living for becoming a Navy SEAL. I was living for myself. Everything was all about me, me, me. And really what I was missing was I was missing God. And so through the course of events of getting ready to go and deploy, go overseas again, I heard the message of the gospel. And I learned really what it is. I didn't have any peace on earth, really just because I had no peace with my creator. But I heard the message of how Jesus came into this world and to rid the problem, to remove the obstacle of sin between us and God. And I found out, like, not only is he my savior, but I saw him as Lord as well, and that's what's in the scriptures. And as Lord, he's the shot caller of life. I have a new assault lead over my life. And so really just the gist of my story is, you know, I was kind of going through life, trying to find fulfillment, trying to find identity in all the wrong things. This is really the story of a lot of professional athletes out there, or movie stars or rock stars. You wind up just hungry and thirsty for more, never really fully satisfied. But Christ says that if you drink of his living water, you will never thirst again. And the search is over in the sense that you are complete. And then you can go back to all those things that you were doing before, and you can enjoy them like you never enjoyed them before in their proper category, where they belong. They're all secondary to life.
Man, I'll tell you what, folks, mark it on your calendars. April 1st, Iron Sharpens Iron. Chad, what do men have to look forward to at the conference?
Well, I'm going to take them through what it was like becoming a SEAL. There's a lot of excitement in that. It is, like I said, the most difficult part of military training in the world. I had one of the most incredible mentors. His name's Scott Helvenston. He's a very unique Navy SEAL. This guy held all kinds of records. I'll be talking about him. I think as Americans, we appreciate that freedom isn't free. And we are reminded that it is paid for in the currency of our men's blood on the battlefield. And in a similar way, they're going to learn how Christ, he paid for our freedom with his blood shed at the cross.
Fantastic. Well, folks, you can get more information about Chad at sealofchrist.com. And as always, you can get information about Iron Sharpens Iron and other Christian events here in Northern California at norcalchristianevents.com. Hey, Chad, thank you very much for being with me on the show.
Thank you. I can't wait.
All righty. Well, folks, again, details at norcalchristianevents.com. Have a great day. See you next time.